ABC Radio Australia.
To Papua New Guinea now, where the country has appointed its first ever female Defence Force commander. Lieutenant Colonel Nancy Wees spoke to reporter Hilda Wayne about a path through the male-dominated force.
So I joined the Defence Force in 2005 when the Somalia government introduced the Green Revolution policy, where they wanted to bring organic and quality produce from that were wasting away in the remotest areas in PNG to be brought out and sold. So we were picking up organic coffee beans from Karamui and all other remote areas to bring out to the main centers to be sold. PNG Defence Force was, you know, tasked to deliver that policy, to implement that policy. And they got us five specialists. We signed a contract to stay on for a year. However, there were further force requirements, so we stayed on. I have been involved in many operations within the Defence Force in my time, in flying operations. But a few significant ones that I'd like to mention is Operation Alvin Gizo, where we were deployed to the Solomon Islands to assist in tsunami-affected villages in the Gizo Island, in Solomon Island. Another one is NATO Operations 2007, where we were heavily involved in transporting ballot boxes between Tari and Mendi. And Operations Guba, to relieve cyclone Guba victims in Oro province. So I feel that I have persevered despite, you know, so many challenges in this male-dominated field.
Yes, you have.
And qualified for the elevation, and I feel I earned my place. It has not been easy, but I am proud that I earned it, and not for who I know, but for what I have done. So, and that's where I am now. And I've sort of, I've been given the honor to at least, you know, show women in PNG that we are, you know, capable of doing that, and being the first female lieutenant colonel and the first female commanding officer for any PNG Defence Force unit, especially an operational unit. So that is the honor I have, and I have challenges I had of me to prove that, you know, women can do it.
Many of your colleagues have come and gone through the Defence Force as a sort of a career launching pad or something, but you've stayed on, and 17 years is quite a long time. What keeps you grounded in your commitment to the Defence Force?
Well, I guess it was a choice. I mean, if I wanted to leave, I could have left because I had the license and the qualifications and the hours from the outside before I came in here. I decided to stay on because I felt the need to. And I saw the requirement. It was about job satisfaction. It wasn't about money. It wasn't about flying. I saw the need here and that someone was needed to, you know, there were many people who could have done it, but I thought that I, you know, needed to at least help here. Because many pilots had left for greener pastures. They had moved on. Because there were no aircraft flying here, so, you know, it's understandably they had to leave. However, we had men here who needed to be managed, and I saw the need. That is why I stayed on.
And so what is your normal day for you at the air transport wing as commander? And how many people work under your supervision?
Okay, I have about 170 men under me. And my normal day to day is I have four squadron leaders who are immediately under me, and they report to me. They have men under them that they manage, you know. The 170 men are from, we have four squadrons, the maintenance squadrons who pick the aircraft, operations squadron who fly the aircraft, the support squadron who are picked from every unit, specialist to, you know, come and offer their support to us. My daily job is to ensure that all these four squadron leaders are working toward achieving the commander's intent. So apparently, you know, the commander's intent is what the government would want, the government of the day would want us to achieve. So I, at my place, I ensure that all these men, you know, work to achieving the commander's intent. So right now, our effort is on national elections 22. So that is our effort. That's, you know, what is what the commander would like us to, you know, achieve for the government to ensure that the, you know, citizens of this country have a free and fair election.
Nancy, finally, what does this appointment to this very high rank in the Defence Force mean for you and your family personally?
I think this appointment really means a lot, you know. It shows that the government of Papua New Guinea has now recognized females in leading in the country. And it's per our constitution. It says that, you know, women should have equal participation in decision-making. And I think the Defence Force has achieved one of those by appointing me to one of the highest positions in the Defence Force, and also the rank as well. The rank of a lieutenant colonel, and also being a commanding, female commanding officer, is the first of its kind. There are other females within the Defence Force that are also commanders, but at different levels, at lower levels. But to come up to this level, it has not been easy. I finished school and came and waited 1 year. I was given acting. I was acting in this position for another year. So I think people also have to, you know, it's a test for, you know, them. So people have to know that we are able to lead. So I think it was a challenge for those who are making the decision as well. But, you know, another onus is on me to, you know, prove to everyone in the Defence Force that, you know, women can lead. So girls after me can, you know, easily fit into this position. Unlike myself, you know, and others who's gone before that, where we had to wait and prove to, you know, people that we could lead.